Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I love missionaries, but I especially love the younger ones. A lot of these folk are there nothing like as old as I am, but what a joy it is to see them serving the Lord around the world in different places. And one of these young families, Benji and Carrie Dryden. Now, Benji and his mom and dad joined BMI the same time that my wife and I did over 50 years ago, and they went to Haiti. And so Benji grew up there in Haiti and worked alongside of his dad. In fact, the Lord called him and his wife back to Haiti as missionaries, and they served there in the church planting and Bible Institute ministries. And then Don Dryden, Benji's father, graduated to Glory, and Haiti started having major problems. And then Brother Dryden, Benji, that is, became our new Caribbean director. And he just got back not long ago from a trip down into Haiti. But he says, a portion of my privilege and responsibility as a field director with BIMI is to spend time with students at Christian colleges, presenting the heart of God for more laborers. October ended with Benji being in two different colleges, making connections we're praying will result in more missionaries, especially for the Caribbean. Another aspect is preaching in missions conferences or mission Sundays. It's always a thrill to our hearts to update churches on what the Lord's doing in the Caribbean. Being able to share one-on-one with church members how God could use them on the mission field, it's exciting to us. These past sentences have probably led your mind to ask, well, what's happening in the Caribbean? And I'm very happy to let you know that the Lord has been and is continuing to do great and mighty things in the islands. And of course, the scripture says, let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. During the year 2025, over 700 souls received Christ, with many being baptized in a church membership. There were three new churches started, and they continue to grow. Over half a dozen Bible institutes are training nearly 200 students to become faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And then various construction projects are underway to facilitate the growth of the current churches and the Bible institutes. And then we're praising the Lord for several Christian schools of those churches that collectively reach hundreds of children with the gospel, giving the missionaries more opportunity to reach the parents. And God also added two couples to our Caribbean family of missionaries. Praise the Lord for them. And let me give you the name of those two couples, Francisco and Megan Mendez. And Francisco is from the Dominican Republic and met his wife. I think she was down there on a mission trip, and they're headed back to serve in the Dominican. And then there's Chad and Cynthia Pape. And Chad and Cynthia were BIMI missionaries in the past, and they returned to the States for a time. And Chad was pastor of a church up in Maryland, but God worked in their lives and freed them up to be able to go back to the same area of the Dominican Republic where they had worked so faithfully before. So pray for Chad and Cynthia Pape and for Francisco and Megan Mendez as they go to the Dominican Republic. But we have missionaries serving all over that part of the world. So Brother Dryden says, would you pray for safety for all of our members of the Caribbean missionary family? Pray for the growth of many ministries throughout the islands, and pray for more laborers to take up the towel of service.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.